It's a dangerous world out there. It's impossible to know when something will wipe you off the face of Verhalgard, especially if you work in a risky profession like adventuring, which is why people buy insurance from the firm of Stifton, Coldworth, and Rotterdam, who employ specialized trackers and clerics to find corpses and return them to life. It's their job to find out where the bodies are buried. And most notable of these trackers is Archer Blackwood, the little gnome with the nose for the no longer living.
I am a corpse finder, a resurrection tracker, one of Stormvor's bloodhounds. I find where the bodies are buried and return them to life, and the firm of Stifton, Coldworth, and Rotterdam pays me 49 gold a day, plus expenses, to do so. In principle, you wouldn't think many people would be opposed to that. But there are times when someone would rather particular bodies not be found. And sometimes, I run up against someone diametrically opposed to what I do. Someone whose job it is to find people, turn them into corpses, and hide the bodies, at least until the 3-day easy resurrection window has passed. They might call themselves assassins, but I call them rat bastards. And that's when I'm being nice. Hello? It's the resurrection tracker. The magic dingus back of the office said someone with a policy died here. Hello? Maybe everyone here is dead. I wonder. Let's see. Ah, not locked. I'm sure no one will mind if I just... Ah, hells. Now that is the reaction you might expect on opening a door and discovering a corpse. Not for me, though. No, this is how I react when opening a door and discovering not the corpse, but instead a calling card. A small rectangle of pasteboard, carefully embossed with the crest that's a black shield with a red diagonal stripe, a hunting dog on one side and a fox on the other, all in red. The crest, if you don't know, of the Highland Society for the Gentlemen of the Hunt. Those rat bastard assassins. Now, I had a problem. The client had died the day before. After 3 days, well, it's not impossible to raise someone from the dead after 3 days, but it's a lot more difficult and unlikely. So I had 2 more days. 2 days to find the corpse, which some rat bastard assassin had spirited away somewhere to keep me from doing my job. And the assassins are careful and know what they're doing, so physical evidence is unlikely. And they'd be a complete stranger to the client. So, no leads that way. What options does that leave for an investigating corpse finder? I'd have to cheat. So anyway, that's what happened. I'm stuck, so if you could give me a push in the right direction.
I'll see what I can do. How did the victim die?
I'm not sure. I didn't see any blood at what I assume was the crime scene.
Blunt force trauma? Strangulation?
Maybe? I doubt it. There would have been signs of a struggle. That leaves magic and poison, I guess. And I know the Highland Society for Gentlemen of the Hunt consider magic to be cheating. So... poison, probably.
Oh, good.
Good?
I mean, not that he was poisoned, or... Okay, yes, good he was poisoned, but overall bad because someone died. But poison might be easier to divine the results. It creates a point of sympathy if we try something that must be brewed and drank, like tea leaves.
Oh, right. So, wait, what if he'd been stabbed? How would you create sympathy for that?
Ugh, we would have to do entrails. I hate doing entrail divination. The blood gets all over everything, and it's impossible to wash out, and the guts are slimy, and... Never mind. I'll put the kettle on. All finished? Okay, let's see. In my cup, I'm getting damp and soggy.
What? Does the roof leak?
You know what I mean. The ambient climate around where your corpse is has a lot of moisture.
Oh, right.
Give me your cup. Okay. It's a horse.
A horse?
Of course.
Of course. But, what does that mean? My client wasn't a horse. We did have a nobleman take out a policy on his horse once.
No, it's a metaphor. It means that what you're looking for is on the move.
Soggy and moving, huh?
Does that help?
I think so. Just one more thing. What's the weather gonna be like around here for the next couple of days?
Mostly cloudy this morning, giving way to partly cloudy this afternoon. Highs in the low 70s. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy, with gusts up to 15 miles an hour from the southeast. Highs in the upper 70s.
So, it'll be dry weather.
Yep.
Dry weather, but soggy, traveling corpse? That could only mean one thing. River travel. Probably river travel. I guess he might have taken a ship out to sea, but if that was the case, I'd never find them anyway. So I might as well assume that the assassin was traveling upriver. That narrowed it down... some. But the River Toast is a major trade and travel route, so there were still lots and lots of other ships. This happened at least once. Ahoy! You wouldn't happen to be an assassin trying to hide your hapless victim from the friendly neighborhood corpse finder, would you?
No!
Oh, right. Sorry to bother you. Carry on. I needed another way to narrow it down. So I sat back on the bank and watched. And then, I saw it. The river is for trade. People bring goods down the river, raw materials like lumber from the Yulane Forest or ore from the Solveig Mountains, and sell them in Stone Tree, and then fill up with finished goods to sell at the villages along the river on their way back. But one craft, smaller than the rest, was riding pretty high in the water, like it didn't have a load of cargo. It wasn't the only one. There were others. Passenger vessels tended not to ride so low, but they traveled much faster. This one was keeping a low pace, intentionally, like they didn't want to seem like they were running. I thought it was worth it to check. Prepare to be boarded, you scurvy dog and other nautical-type warnings.
What is the meaning of this? I am but an innocent river traveler.
Just our regular boatman. Dressed all in that sleek black outfit. Uh-huh. Not exactly subtle.
Just because my wardrobe is entirely black doesn't mean I am an assassin spiriting a body away. This is an outrage!
Okay, later on, you're gonna tell people I tripped you up in a clever web of words. But I barely had to prompt you. Where's the body?
I'll never tell.
It's in the bilges, isn't it?
Well, I see that I shall have to deal with you the old-fashioned way.
Ah. I don't carry this head knocker to crack walnuts with. Well, not just to crack walnuts. Give up?
Very well. You have bested me. And you may slay me now.
Nah. I'm a cleric of Stalnbor, so I don't do that if I can help it.
But...
also, I know your rules. If I kill you, another assassin would be dispatched to take revenge and finish the contract. But if I capture you alive...
no.
You have to give me half the bounty you took in advance, and no retaliation. That's right, isn't it?
Yes. That is very well for you. But what of the target? You can raise him and then go on your merry way, and another bounty will be placed on his head. He'll get his, sooner or later.
Sure. Sooner or later, everyone gets theirs. That's what life is all about, at the end. But it's my job to delay that end as much as I can. And I'm collecting the bounty from you on behalf of the client, who will use it, I'd be willing to bet, to renew his adventurer's insurance policy. Meaning that, even if the next assassin gets him, I'll just be back to raise him again. Now give. I don't kill people, but by Stalnvor, I'm capable of making you wish that I did. And he gave. The Highland Society for the Gentlemen of the Hunt set themselves a complex series of rules for assassination. To make it a game. To make them feel like they're better than just hired thugs and killers. And unfortunately, a lot of the time, they win. This one might have done too, if he'd gone out to sea, or if I hadn't gotten help from a seer, or if any one of 100 other things had happened. But if you're careful, and you're smart, and you know the rules, and maybe you get at least a little bit lucky, well... sometimes it works out all right. After all, it's hardly a worthy game if there's no challenge and you win every time.
You're listening to Kingdom of Stone Tree Broadcasting.